today I'd like to look at what's been going on in the world the last couple of years and look at it from a biblical perspective. And I was looking at this phrase, signs and wonders. And we can see that this phrase, signs and wonders, is referring to the plagues of Egypt. All right, so there were 10 plagues. They call them the 10 plagues of Egypt. But these collectively are referred to as signs and wonders. Okay, and they're basically plagues. And what's a synonym for plague is epidemic. A pandemic is just a widespread epidemic. And you can see that in the Old Testament here in Deuteronomy and Psalms and Jeremiah especially. When they talk about the plagues of Egypt, they also use the same exact terminology. The Lord showed signs and wonders against Egypt, great and grievous, right? So great signs and wonders. The Lord brought us out of Egypt with great deeds of terror, with signs and wonders. Okay, so these signs and wonders, or these plagues, are also great deeds of terror, signs and wonders against Pharaoh. So when they refer to these plagues of Egypt, they use the phrase signs and wonders many, many times, and it's the exact same words in the Greek, just like you see the exact same words in English over and over again. Now, when we get to the New Testament, they use the same exact words in Greek, signs and wonders in Matthew 24. So why does Matthew, and this is actually Jesus talking, why does he use this phrase, signs and wonders, which is the exact same phrase, and it's exactly the same words in Greek as the Greek Old Testament? Why does he use these same exact words that are used to describe the plagues of Egypt? Is there a hint there? Is there a connection? But let's begin with using the word plagues as a synonym for signs and wonders. For false Christs or pseudo-Christs and pseudo-prophets will arise and perform great plagues. Great signs and wonders. We saw the word great somewhere. There it is, great, right? Great signs and wonders. Great deeds of terror. Great plagues. What's a plague? An epidemic. What's an epidemic if it's widespread? It's a pandemic. For false Christs, pseudo-Christs, pseudo-messiahs, false saviors, and false prophets, have you seen any of those lately? Will arise and perform a great pandemic to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. Have you seen a worldwide pandemic lately that was actually false, given to us by the pseudo-messiahs and the pseudo-prophets that led astray, even the elect and lots of other people as well? All right, now a slightly different topic. Who are the elect? They're not necessarily the people who are saved, actually. So I believe the elect can be led astray or deceived. 2 Thessalonians 2:9. Now these are Matthew 24 and 2 Thessalonians 2 are some of the main apocalyptic passages in the New Testament outside of Revelation. Coming of the lawless one, or the Antichrist, or the false Christ, false messiahs, right, is by the activity of Satan with all power and false signs and wonders, false plagues. Remember, this term, signs and wonders, are a synonym for plague. The signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, the plagues of Egypt, the coming of the lawless one, the Antichrist, is by the activity of Satan with all power and false pandemics. We're seeing a false pandemic that's referred to as false signs and wonders. I think there's a reason they use this exact same phrase in Greek that is used in the Greek Old Testament. It's to draw attention to the similarities of the two events. So there's a false plague going on, the narrative of a plague that escaped from a lab. Now, possibly this concept of a plague escaping from a lab may be a reference to the demons escaping the abyss. They're actually let out of the abyss, but it's kind of like an escape. It's kind of like their exodus, right? Their exit from the abyss. Maybe that's what they're talking about there. So there's a false plague. There's a plague narrative that is false. It's a pseudo sign and wonder that's deceived people, but they're deceived into doing what? Into actually injecting the real plague. There is a plague going on. There is a plague. We are living in a plague era right now. There is a plague. What is this plague? The plague was injected into people. That's the plague. That's the mark of the beast. That's the real plague. There is a real plague, just like in the movie I Am Legend. It talks about a vaccine causing a plague and essentially turned people into demons or vampires or zombies or whatever it was. In the Resident Evil, the T-virus is actually a vaccine. It starts out as a vaccine to cure all diseases. And what happens? It's the same thing. It ends up wiping out humanity, changing everyone into a zombie or a vampire or a demon, something like that. The transformation of humanity. So, I hope that made sense. Make your own conclusions, but at least I think I did make a connection here between this phrase, signs and wonders, in the apocalyptic passages in the New Testament, at least these two, Matthew 24:24 and 2 Thessalonians 2:9, signs and wonders, and all these references here use the phrase signs and wonders. It's the same exact phrase in the Greek. It's talking about the plagues of Egypt. So maybe this is also talking about some kind of plague, a great false plague that, ironically enough, deceives people into receiving a real plague if they roll up their sleeves and invite it in. So Revelation 18 is about the fall of Babylon. At the end of verse 23, it says here, "For your merchants were the great ones of the earth." Pharmaceutical corporations, maybe, right? "And all nations were deceived by your pharmakia." Pharmakia. All right, that's the word in Greek. Pharmakia. All nations were deceived by your pharmakia. So again, what if we put the word pandemic here? False Christs, pseudo Christs, and false prophets or pseudo prophets will arise and perform great. And here, instead of great, it says false, right? False signs and wonders, great signs and wonders. But it's a false sign and wonder because these are false Christs and false prophets, right? So they're lying. Great lies, great deceptions, great false pandemics. Great false pandemics, false plagues, false plagues, great false plagues to deceive people. All nations were deceived by pharmakia.